This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for the opening market discussion. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We're seeing a little bit of strength for the most part. We got corn up a few cents, beans up a penny, and wheat's up 6 cents. So a little bit of strength coming into the midweek. But, you know, we are short in the week, so we trade tomorrow and we're off on Friday. So, watching the weather, planting progress is being made in certain parts of the country. We've got clients putting both corn and beans in, trying to beat this weekend's rain. And then once that rain comes through, we'll see how long it sticks around, Mark. Some of the maps are a little bit more aggressive for rain next week than others. So, the starting gun has gone off and the planters are rolling pretty much across the Midwest.
And we've heard a decent amount about those concerns with the wet conditions on the eastern side of the Corn Belt and areas in the southeast where they've gotten a lot of rain. On the flip side, Jim, are there concerns about dryness on the western part of the Corn Belt and farther west?
Well, I think how you look at it right this time of year is, I think overall there is a little bit of concern. I mean, with the modern technology and maps, everything else, everyone knows how dry the western Corn Belt is just looking at the drought monitor and all the other satellite imagery we get. But in general, though, there is a little bit of a mindset this time of year, they'll plant in the dust, will bins, will bust. So a lot of farmers would rather try to plant it in the dust and get it in the ground. And that's what we're hearing right now in parts around Iowa and other parts of the country. But it's something we do need to watch because in general, not all the forecasters agree, but in general, there seems to be a bias in the weather industry that as we get into the latter half of summer, that July, August, maybe even June, July, August timeframe, we could see a little bit drier, warmer bias creep in.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
May corn up 3.5 at 484.75. May soybeans up a penny at 1037 even. May soybean meal up 60 cents at 294.80. May soybean oil down a penny at 47.32. May oats down 3.5 at 339.25. On the Merck, June live cattle up 60 cents at $200.40. May feeder cattle up 42 cents at $282.95. May lean hogs up 7 cents at $88.27. May pork cutout unchanged at $96.55. Class 3 milk down 9 cents at $17.99. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.